AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Heavy machinery is heading toward Baltimore to start work on recovering the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Barges are carrying cranes, which will be used to remove the twisted metal and concrete that fell into the Patapsco River. It's part of the broader effort to move the cargo ship that rammed the bridge, recover the remaining victims of the collapse, and find out what went wrong.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on WMAR as the state asked the Biden administration for $60 million in emergency funding to start the work. President Biden has said the federal government will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Home Depot says it's buying a business that provides supplies to professional contractors.
In an $18 billion deal, Home Depot says it's buying SRS Distribution, a material supply company for professionals. It's viewed as a bet on the housing market coming back after a two-year drought of new homes, triggered by a lack of inventory and the sharp hike in mortgage rates. Since mortgage rates are still high, millions of people are spending money on upkeep for their existing homes. And Home Depot says that's another driver for this SRS deal, which will raise its total addressable market to approximately $1 trillion, an increase of about $50 billion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In an AP interview, Riverside School 7th grader Abdul Rahman Al-Jabri says he's teaching 2nd graders about the upcoming solar eclipse.
I was teaching them about the solar eclipse and how the moon, earth, and the sun line up together, creating a shadow on the earth.
This is AP News. It's been a record-breaking day for the S&P and Dow Jones indexes on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street coasted to its latest winning month and quarter by rising to more records. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Thursday, adding to its all-time high set the day before. The benchmark index roared 10.2% higher in the first 3 months of the year as the market continues a nearly unstoppable run that began last October. The Dow rose 47 points, that's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Miller & Noel sank almost 19%. The furniture maker gave investors a weaker-than-expected earnings forecast for its current quarter. Treasury yields inched higher in the bond market following several reports on the economy. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.20%. U.S. markets will be closed for Good Friday. Seth Zutel, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.